We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, let's talk about Candy Burris and Foxy Brown. So Candy is touring with her whole sexual Welcome to the Dungeon tour. So in every city, she has different guests, right? Mm-hmm. So Foxy Brown was a special guest in New York, and she got booed off the stage. Wow. They had no respect for the legend. Yes.
Inga got booed?
Like literally just straight out booed.
Wait a minute. But could Foxy Brown hear the boos?
Oh, this is the thing. So let me tell you why they booed her. So she was performing.
Isn't she deaf?
Can I get the thing?
Okay, say something.
I'm looking at you through the live. Like, I'm trying to talk, but you're talking. I can't talk when you're talking. Anyway,
say something.
Anyway, she was performing the song I'll Be, right? Uh-huh. So in the clip, she was like skipping over the lyrics and she lost her rhythm. And that was my first thought. Sis can't hear.
Uh-oh.
Where's your IFB? Where's your hearing aid? What are you doing? Uh-oh. So she ends up getting booed. Like, she did get off the stage. She could hear the boos. It was loud enough. They was loud enough, okay? Mm. So Candy gets on the stage, trying to defend her, but the crowd was not hearing it. So then, to make it worse, the DJ started playing Lil' Kim.
Oh! Man!
It was horrible. He started playing Jump Off, like, to get the crowd back going again, but, like, sir, like, you could have went any lane. You could have went any
blow.
You could have went any lane.
Wow.
You could have went any lane.
Blow.
Yeah,
oh.
Man, that was crazy. I know, y'all reactions was priceless. All right, so the case around the Nipsey Hussle's daughter, Imani, is getting crazy right now. So her mother, Tanisha Foster, has a warrant out for her arrest.
What?
I know. So you couldn't even push the button. You just had to say it, huh? You couldn't even. That was your real life right there. That was your real feeling. So she had a DUI case a few years ago, and she had to go to court for it May 15th. Now, the crazy thing is, the court for Imani was May 14th, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So sis was just, I'm tired. I don't want to go back to court. So she didn't go. So apparently she had a DUI a few years ago, and was sentenced to 3 years probation. So she missed court, and her probation was revoked. So now a bench warrant has been issued.
Oh,
Britt,
yes.
You know that's never an option, just not to show up at court.
I know.
That's never an option.
I know, never, ever. Oh. So now, since she has a few, like, they put out, like, a few of her other issues. Like, she had, like, a vandalism and serving the peace case in 2007 and 2006. In 2006, she also resisted arrest, but she was fairly young. Because I was like, I'm probably was like 16, 17 when that happened, and Nipsey's a few years older than me, so she must have been like her early 20s.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So these have no effect on this case. It's just to show, like, she has a record of some type of activities.
Uh-huh.
So this is only going to help Nipsey's family's case at this point.
But
what happened? It's only going to help it, I think.
Yeah, but she's got a long list of ratchetry.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. For sure. Because it's still probably in somewhere in her character. She has the Black China dimple tattoo, I think. Like, that means something to me.
So Britt, what is the case about again?
DUI.
No, I'm just talking about as far as the family just wants to see the kid?
No, the family wants custody.
Custody.
The mom, Tanisha, wow. She said that they actually took her, like, because Nipsey's sister, Samantha, took the girl. Like, yeah, she's staying with us. She's staying with us on this side.
We got
her. So, yeah, they don't want...
Well, you can't do that.
No, definitely you can't. And they didn't even tell her.
I would've went to took her back.
They didn't even tell her that they were trying to file this case or whatever, but they just feel like she's not equipped, like, I guess mentally not equipped, and, like, they don't want her to have access to any of the finances. So this is what the war is, and Black Sam, Nipsey's brother, is all with the... He wants Imani to come with the family, too.
Mm.
So we're going to see. She did have joint custody with her, so I don't know what's about to happen, but this is about to be crazy.
We shall see.
So another legal case, one last thing, Kodak Black, he has more legal drama.
new charges.
Like, come on. Yes.
Like, fresh over the weekend, new?
Yeah, because it's like updates from the cases. Like, I'm going to tell you right now. So here's what it is. So the cops have directly connected him to the shooting of a rival rapper in Florida.
Wow.
I don't even know this man's name, because obviously he can't be much of a rival, because we know Kodak Black, we don't even know this fool. So anyway, remember he was charged with lying on a gun application.
Yep.
So he went to a federally licensed gun seller, whatever, twice to get the guns. On one visit, he buys a SIG MPX K9 pistol. So this pistol, okay, was left at the scene of the shooting, right? So there was a live round lodged in the chamber, but it was jammed, so I guess whoever had the gun just threw it out the window, like, whatever, I can't do nothing with this gun anyway. The fingerprints on the gun allegedly matched Kodak's.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Witnesses, they say that one of the cars leaving the scene was a Porsche Panamera, and investigators found out that Kodak rented one of those. The GPS log in the car showed that Kodak Black was at that place at the time of the shooting, my God.
Whoa.
The car was there, at least, okay?
Whoa.
So prosecutors want his bond revoked just from all his recent cases, just from the rape case, the Kennedy case. Like, they pretty much over him. Like, clearly this man is a risk to himself and the world, all right? So Kodak's lawyer, this stand-up guy, man. He's a hard-working man. He says he hasn't seen any reports that show Kodak's Prince was on the gun. He says that prosecutors admitted that the weapon on the scene was never fired, obviously because it jammed, though, so what's getting fired? And his own witnesses, I guess, say that they didn't see Kodak back on the scene. So, but if they say they have the Prince, why would they lie about seeing the Prince, like, to the public?
Yes.
So, it's looking real ugly for him. I don't know, again, how he'd be out in the streets, like, free. He gotta be the dumbest criminal. Like, you get caught, he gets caught doing everything he does.
Is this a classic case of when keeping it real goes wrong?
Absolutely.
I feel like he watched too many movies or something and things like the things he's doing he's gonna get away with. Like, this is just stupid. The things that he's doing is stupid. And you're leaving clear trail marks for them to find what you're doing.
Just sit him down for a while. Just sit him down.
So that's it for the team.
All right. Well, we got $1,000 coming up next. Keep it right here.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.